The time is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thank you once again, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. Tonight we're in the holiday mood. With the start of Hanukkah and the Christmas season upon us, let's listen to some wonderful tunes. So sit back, relax, and listen to some classics. Let's get started this evening with the 1935 version, the dawn of the swing era, with the King of Swing, Benny Goodman, and his orchestra, with trumpeter Bonnie Berrigan. I think you'll know the tune.
Thank you. I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the pour. Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
Really can't get stay.
Get over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but it's cold outside.
Thank you. KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230.
And this is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you got a good start to tonight's broadcast. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10. It's my pleasure to be here going into my 40th year of broadcasting here on KGNU. We started that set, of course, with Jingle Bells, arranged by Fletcher Henderson for the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Then a big hit from 1949. And Margaret Whiting with Johnny Mercer on Baby, It's Cold Outside. Then we heard Vince Guaraldi Trio and one of his Peanuts songs, Skating. After hearing the number one song at Christmas time of 1949, we're going to hear the number one song of Christmas time 1948 with Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Here is Irving Berlin's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long along to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow. Where it's snowing all winter through. That's where I wanna be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh. To see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no.
Snow,
snow, snow.
I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow.
Snow. Snow.
So delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
what would the Christmas season be like without that song? The Christmas song, sung by Nat King Cole, actually written by Mel Torme. And prior to that, we heard Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, 1946, Woody Herman and his orchestra with Bill Harris on trombone. From 1953, we heard Snow from Irving Berlin's White Christmas, sung there by Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Peggy Lee, and Trudy Stevens. We commenced that set with Irving Berlin's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Once again, if you are enjoying tonight's broadcast or if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, they're always welcome here at the Denver studio, 303-825-0619. You can also leave a comment on our comment line, 303-447-9911. And this is Dave Gloss, and I'm here once again every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU. We're proceeding through the holiday season, and tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. For those of you who are Jewish, this is a spectacular night in Jewish history when Jerusalem was taken by Jewish soldiers. I don't know how many years ago, quite some time. Speaking of quite some time, next up is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from 1934. Now, Paul Whiteman was one of those legendary figures in jazz, and he had so many wonderful talents in his band in the 20s and 30s, including here from 1934, Johnny Mercer and Jack Teagarden. And Jack Teagarden sings along with Mercer here on Christmas Night in Harlem. Now, some of the lyrics here are, to say the least, dated, and we wouldn't use those terms today. But it certainly is a cheerful holiday classic. Here's Christmas Night in Harlem from 1934.
Why, certainly, why, certainly.
Every gal strutting with a bow, through the streets covered white with snow, happy smiles everywhere you go, Christmas night in Harlem.
Black and tan feeling mighty good, in that old colored neighborhood, here and now be it understood, Christmas night in Harlem.
Everyone is gonna sit up until after three, everyone will be all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Come on now, ever cold black Joe, greet your sweet neath the mistletoe, with a kiss and a hidey-ho, it's Christmas night in Harlem.
Hee-hee, man, sauce, what did Santa Claus leave in your stocking?
Let me see, here's an orange, a jar of kink out, and man, look at that trombone, ain't it pretty?
Yeah, but it might not sound so pretty. Let me hear you tune it once.
I'm glad to be back in this festivity.
Ah, you said it, Mr. T. Christmas night in Harlem.
It's Christmas night in Harlem.
Man, you drew the biblical.
Things for you and
plan for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas. May your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
The Christmas Waltz by Doris Day. Prior to that, we heard A Christmas Night in Harlem, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, a tune written by Raymond Scott, who would also have his own big band during the swing years, and he had quite a number of interesting successes. Henry Bussey played the trumpet there with Johnny Mercer and Jack Teagarden sharing the vocal festivities. There's still time to make a donation of a vehicle to KGNU and have it picked up this tax year. Who knows what's going to happen with taxes next year? So we turn your vehicle into quality programming that you've come to know and expect here on KGNU. Call 844-KGNU-CAR to get details and schedule a pickup. That's 844-KGNU-CAR. And if you have a special loved one that you'd like to acknowledge this season, how about a gift to KGNU on their behalf? Do as I do. Call Nikki at 303-449-4885 to plan that gift in memory of your special person. Mine's a lady who never missed a broadcast from my youth at 18 years until her passing. Thanks, Mom. Make sure to make that phone call at 303-449-4885. You know, when I was growing up in the 60s, and there were certain Christmas things that you heard every year, and you brought out the old vinyl. And, of course, after so many years of use, they got quite a few pops and cracks in them. But certainly one of my favorites was listening to Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops Orchestra and Sleigh Ride.
Thank you. little closer, children. I've got a story to tell.
Oh, gee.
It's about a man you've heard of, and I knew him well.
How well?
He was born on a cold winter's morning and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children smile, they say. And were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day? There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. And were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day?
Finish your story.
I know. I just paused to catch my breath.
What happened to Frosty when he came to life that day?
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble, you see. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun before I melt away.
Where'd he go?
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand. Running here and there and around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop.
No!
Frosty the Snowman had a hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity tump tump, thumpity tump tump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity tump tump, thumpity tump tump, over the hills and snow.
Certainly one of the most beloved of all show business characters back in the day. Jimmy Durante there with Frosty the Snowman. And prior to that, we heard Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra with their rendition of Sleigh Ride. This is Dave Gloss, certainly hoping you're enjoying tonight's broadcast here on KGNU Swing Shift. It's always a pleasure to be here every Thursday. Once again, if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests for future broadcasts, please make sure to give me a call at 303-825-0619. You know, another one of the joys of my youth was listening to the musical version of A Visit from St. Nicholas, a 19th century poem that was turned into a wonderful holiday masterpiece by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. So all the way from 1823 by Clement Clark Moore, we're going to listen to Was the Night Before Christmas, by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a
world such a clatter. I sprang out of bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a bat, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his horses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Gromit, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the fort, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away, oh!
So up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise.
All the galloping hoofs.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot.
His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around.
When down the chimney he came with a bound. A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his pack.
So gay,
and his dimples, how merry were they.
His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry all wrinkled with fun.
And his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth.
And the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
Oh, he was so jolly and plump, a right jolly old jolly old.
And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face
and a little round belly
that shook when he laughed
like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh. Whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, and he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all and to
Papa in his
The Night Before Christmas by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. And I got a wonderful call just a few moments ago by a person who corrected me regarding Hanukkah. I didn't realize this was the third night of Hanukkah. And he advised me, as I knew, that the Hanukkah celebration stems from a date approximately two centuries prior to the beginning of Christianity in 165 BC, when leaders of a Jewish rebel army called the Maccabees rose up against their Greek and Syrian oppressors and reclaimed the temple in Jerusalem. And according to the legend, of course, there was only one pure olive oil seal to rededicate the temple, and it was thought that that would only last for approximately one day, but miraculously it stayed alight for 8 days, the length of Hanukkah today, and there was enough time to get a hold of a new supply of kosher oil, and that is the that is the birth of Hanukkah, which we celebrate around the Christian time of Christmas here in December of each year. Next up, we have some fun here with, let me make sure I'm on the right script here. I wanted to also make sure that I let you know what the forecast was, because Thursday at 9 o'clock it was 28 degrees here in Denver, and of course it was a cool one today, with a high only around 39. The low will get around 27, so we're almost there right now. But tomorrow will be spectacular, with 62 degrees the predicted high, with a low around 35. The weather around the weekend will be a little bit more spotty, with highs on Saturday at 49 and highs on Sunday at 40. And Monday will be 55. Tuesday will be about the same. Wednesday will get even warmer at 59. But next Thursday, it looks like we could have some snow showers with some snow. Wouldn't that be nice as we edge closer to the Christmas holiday season here in the Denver metro area? So if you want to get that Cadillac or LaSalle out for a spin, looks like tomorrow would be the great day to do it, with that high around 62 degrees. And let's see, let's listen to more great sounds of the holiday season.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countrysides covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear
by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Fancy ties and granny's pies and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
To the strains of the great Vince Guaraldi Trio. Christmas time is here. Well, that'll conclude tonight's KGNU Swing Shift. I want to thank you for joining me. We'll be back next Thursday with more great sounds of the swing era. In the meantime, as we approach the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned now for my friend Joanne and Jazz.
Thank you, Dave. It is 10 o'clock straight up. What a lovely hour of Christmas music. I was enjoying myself. It's my pleasure to be with you here this evening for our jazz program on Thursday night, taking the place of our good friend Jerry, who has passed on, and want to give a shout out to him in heaven so that we remember him, because he surely, surely loved jazz. So I was excited to do this show because I don't often get to do a straight jazz show, but I thought, well, what would be appropriate? And it came to me in a flash that perhaps the focus of this show will be African-American women who made a strong statement in Alabama yesterday, day before yesterday, and of course have shaped the course of the world since the dawn of mankind. So no small task. I'm going to start off with a song that's appropriate, but it's by a woman performing it. It's called, her name is Ingrid Lucia from New Orleans. It's called Stars Fell on Alabama.
All aboard! This party is now going to the Sixth Ward.
How about it, ladies and gentlemen? New Orleans is on. Victor Goins on the tenor saxophone. Brian Blade on the drums. Emil Vanette on the piano. And George French on the bass. Please keep your hands together. And with a big 1991 Jazz Fest cheer, bring to the stage New Orleans' First Lady of Jazz, Miss Jermaine Basil.
Thank you so very much. To be
Chicago, New York.